Thanks everybody for tuning in to the BIMO podcast. If you can subscribe, rate and review on iTunes, it would be greatly appreciated. Every little helps with the show, you know. Thanks very much.
Podcast, we're back, motherfuckers. What's happening?
Hopefully, with better audio as well.
Yeah, Jared was working ferociously through weeks and weeks.
I couldn't do another one until we got the equipment right.
No,
it just wasn't right. Complaining. It
worked. We felt like we weren't doing everybody justice, even though it's free. Like, but sure, people still like to complain, don't they?
But if you don't like to complain and actually like what we do, you can subscribe, rate, and review
on iTunes. It takes 2 seconds.
Yeah, be greatly appreciated.
Or if you work at any mobile phone telecommunication place, take a customer's phone and go on, like, subscribe, rate and review it on their phone. Just don't tell them. Maybe download it, might be a nice wee surprise for them when they go, oh, what's this? Listen. Beautiful.
Fair enough, that's a good point.
Very good point.
Know many people in that industry.
So, very sorry, but we've been very busy with work.
We've been flat out. Between Liverpool and going to the Heart Bar, it's just been crazy.
Really has.
We've actually been doing a lot of work, to be fair.
So we had a conference, went to Liverpool, and then getting ready for the Black Tag event, we stretch ours. Hot deal still on, car from Aarhus, Lisburn, Boucher Road.
Free parking in Lisburn from
Saturdays, from tomorrow. Yes! Hopefully. And then there's a big hotel going in. Hopefully by the time it's all done, people still shop in Lisburn.
it's quite, I went up to Bow Street Mall Wednesday night, and even the shops inside it were closed. I was like, This isn't great for business. Like,
it's not great. Like,
it's advertised as opening until 9 o'clock on a Wednesday. And
is it?
9 o'clock Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's always has been.
I thought the time was Thursday and Friday the past week. No?
Yeah. But everything was closed anyway. Maybe some shops just did Thursday and Friday to ease the pressure on themselves, you know?
Next couple of shows, just got a great idea, Christmas dinners. If anybody wants to email in embarrassing Christmas stories, well, not name and shame you, just give us your stories.
That'd be fun to read through some, spread the word of Christmas shenanigans.
If you message the Facebook page, it says Belfast My Opinion. On Instagram and Twitter, it's Bimo Pod.
It's been that long, he's forgot.
And bimopodcast@gmail.com.
But one thing we did finally get around to doing, gliding.
We glid home.
we glid home.
Slowly, but we glided home.
We got merry, but
It was our Christmas dinner yesterday. Yeah.
Christmas but lunch, liquid Christmas lunch.
Day. House of Zen, very nice. Small portions, but it was for a tenner, what can you expect? It was really nice food, curry was spicy.
They say they must make a fortune on set. I think there was like 3 chips in my bowl.
Well, I think I took the other.
Maybe that's what it was.
I take 3.
They must make a fortune.
I gave you 10 of my wee rice granules.
I'm sitting counting up, he was. Grain by grain.
What do you think of the glider?
So let's go back to the start, the purchasing of the tickets. That's an important part of this new glider system. So before you get on the glider, you have to pay for your ticket. This is fair enough, everywhere else in Europe's pretty much like that. So we got to the glider station, is that what they're called?
Bus stop.
Can't we just call it bus stop?
Well, buses stop at them still, so.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Stop doesn't have the same ring.
We got to the G stop.
The G stop.
So got to there at 6:29. It says in the ticket. I think we put it on our Instagram page last night. 6:29. Got to the glider stop. Paid for 2 tickets at £2.40 each for a single journey from Divis to Glencoeland.
But we found out later on the bus
that if you had to pay.
Well, one, you didn't have to pay, and if you keep that ticket, does you all day?
Oh, so
I mean,
does.
You know, Maybe if you read the rest of the stuff that's on the board, we didn't bother.
No, no, but there was an all-day ticket that cost more money. So I'm saying it was £2.40 a single journey, but does that mean if you picked for Toxic, you picked the Colin Connect, which is in Thornbrook, from Divis, that you could get off at Kennedy Way and then get on it later on and go back up to Thornbrook because you paid for it? It's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, there's a wee saving tip this Christmas for you if you're using the
light. If you see a bus conductor, just jump off quick. It's only 7 minutes.
7 minutes is a fucking bit.
Mm-hmm. Definitely spoofing on the times, like.
Aye, so we booked our tickets at 29 minutes past six and we got to Glengowland from Divis at 7 o'clock.
With a bus lane.
With a bus lane in effect.
Personally, so, it's no faster than the Metro bus. So, I don't see why they had to change the Metro. I don't see why they didn't just put more Metro buses on.
It's double-decker.
There's definitely more room in a double-decker.
Yeah. So, when we got off the later, we thought, was it, how was it? And initially I just said, that was awful. Anthony had, he said, oh, it wasn't that bad. It is what it is. But then we actually thought about it. So, is it better than a private taxi? No.
Definitely not. Cheaper though.
Cheaper.
Not cheaper.
Is it better than a black taxi? More expensive than a black taxi?
No.
No.
The thing I like about black taxis over, people don't really talk to you as much.
Before we move on, did you see that wee joke about the, I don't think it was a joke, I think it was real, but the Chinese film?
No.
I don't even have my phone with me. So apparently, so.
Don't tell a joke if you want to butcher it, like you don't already.
I probably will butcher it anyway, but apparently some guy got in the black taxi anyway, and there was three people sitting there. Do you know? Oh, you do
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
So there's three people sitting on the seats where three people sit, but obviously you have the pull down seats. There was a wee Chinese fella sitting on the floor. This guy got in and pulled down the seat and said, Did none of you tell him? So he was like, sorry, love, I thought he was just sitting there just because that was part of his culture. Genius.
A wee fella sitting on a freezing cold floor.
Only in a black taxi. You can actually see that being true. That's a true story.
Apparently, it was Jackie Chan whenever he was filming that film. The Foreigner.
Open Jackie versus the Rat.
Jackie versus the Rat, aka Pierce Brosnan.
So, not better than a black taxi, not better than a private taxi. Not a real improvement on the buses that we had before.
I actually think, I don't know, maybe I just got fatter, but the seats definitely seemed a lot more.
Oh, no, they were definitely more cramped.
Yeah.
You know, I think we were lucky enough to pick the ones that actually had nothing the leg on the side of it. Yeah, the legroom. I think if they have four seaters, so you would have been touching knee to knee. The Ouija boards.
Hmm.
Right. Perfect for a Ouija board, that's what the glider system is.
And then the gift that is public transport.
The entertainment, you can't. £2.40 for that sort of entertainment. It's cheaper than a cinema ticket.
And two fucking smackhead cunts get on the bus.
Don't hold back there, Anthony.
No. I'll tell you how I really feel. They went up to the machine, and they're like, what's this? How you get on there? But hadn't got a clue, right? Apparently one of them was just out of the cab shop, right? He looked about 12. Girl said to him in the bus, he was talking to some stranger. I just out of jail, so yeah. She went, where'd you go, love? Head bank? I went, no, my Gabriel, I'm 22.
Oh, I don't know, man. And then they were talking about their millions.
They had about £40. Had they put in your shop?
Don't put that in your wallet, that's too much money.
Mm.
Alright, get off of Billy Duffy's with a crowd of 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The girls thought they were hilarious. He thought he was hilarious. Rocking an ankle bracelet. Thinks he's got a gift. On the bit like 57 with an ankle bracelet.
Put some tinsel on it for Christmas. Be at a fest end of the day.
But the two of them were just two glue bags. Talking about channel spunk.
So he was? What the fuck?
Like, who would want your child?
I owe you sperm, he said, the other fella.
Not even to one of the girls.
Excel journey, so far we've determined it was slow, it was uncomfortable, it was probably more expensive. It's more expensive than a black hack. It's not as good as a black hack. It's not as good as a private taxi or the previous bus system. It's definitely not better than a train.
No, train is the ultimate mode of transport. If you live close to a train station, or like a train stop, a T-stop, yeah. Doesn't have the same ring, does it?
Nah, definitely has to be the
T-stop. A train platform, get the train all day long. I prefer the train. Although there was charging ports, but
well, the last year when we went on the train, that was the first time I'd been on since I was a kid. Like,
was it?
And since then I've used it. Like, I don't know how many times exactly, but I've used it a lot more since. It's definitely an eye-opening experience. So yes, everybody use the train. And again, it's a case of if you don't pay your ticket and the conductor doesn't get you, you're alright. Just don't get off at, what is it, Great Victoria Street, where this guy sits there after.
Yeah.
Oh, where's your ticket?
Did I ever tell you about the time I used an all-day ticket and wanted to see how long I could get out of it?
No.
So whenever I worked up at Lobby Centre years ago, and I used to get four buses to work and four back. Or sorry, two. One to the town across, yeah. And then...
Two there, two backs, so four buses?
No, four buses in total. And I was like, them boys don't even look at the ticket properly, you just lift it up. And, just and they actually turn away as you do, because they know. So I went, I'm going to see how long I can get out of this ticket. I got 9 days out of a 350 all-day bus ticket.
And how'd they scoop you?
Somehow, boy, I had fucking jobs worth. Really scrutinised the ticket. I had a plan in my head, but from the moment it started, I was like, went, looked at it, acted stupid, went, searched around my pocket, and went, oh shit, I have three out in the bin. It's normal, mate. And you found rightly what I was up to, like.
Standard.
9 days later. But good value. Yeah.
What's that? So 350 divided by 9 there, what? 3 what?
20, 42
there.
30 quid? I don't know, divided, then multiply. Well. Say 40p a day. What was divided? 40p
a day,
I
would say there, it's good value.
Very good value.
Ah.
So. Today.
What today is?
Today is National Stay at Home Work Day.
I thought it was just Friday.
I thought that's why we were here. Happy Friday.
I know you are staying at home and working. Well done. Yeah. Fair play to you for being. What is it, the season today, I suppose?
Yeah. I just want fucking four people in a day.
Tell you what, I'm not being funny, I'm glad to be home for a day, or even in your home for a day instead of place.
Where I'm exhausted from work. People don't understand the mental toughness of our job. Yeah. See, especially with Black Tag, having the same conversation for 9 hours a day, you're like, oh my god.
I mean, thank god I left my phone at home, I already had phone calls this morning.
Mm. But it's nice.
It's just not worth it. But it's nice to stay at home day. Mm-hmm. Stay at home on work day. Do you have to stay at home and work or stay at home?
No, just stay at home. Stay at Homer Simpson. Sit in your cags. And slippers. Maybe a house coat if you want. What do you say? House coat or dressing gown?
Dressing gown.
Now. House coat? It's a coat you wear in the house?
It's definitely a dressing gown though.
You must like your posh, do
you?
Is yours all silk?
No, mine's a Batman one.
Is it the fluffy one with the yellow trim?
The one from Argus?
Could be it. I had one of them, but see the fluff, see my allergies. I ended up covered in snatters, so I had to start wearing it.
Snatters everywhere?
I need to get a cotton.
Just wiping it on your sleeve, on your dressing gown sleeve. On your work. You wouldn't wipe it on your coat, you wipe it on your gown.
It's very true. And one person who stayed at home apparently. Have you seen this? Bastard, or bastards who concocted it? Football team in Dublin, Ballybrack FC. They had a football match, right? Let me get the full deets up here because it's quite lengthy. So basically, they had a football match.
Well, this is the stuff that Mark was sending.
Mark sent into the WhatsApp group. Leinster Senior League meets over false claim of player's death. Alright, so the football team had a match against some team. Let me see if I know. Nope. But they had a match, and I think it was an important match because they're doing quite well. And they said that one of their players, they couldn't play the match. I don't think they could get enough players together.
What was the player's name?
It was Fernando Nuno La Fuente. Me, Fernando, apparently. His family read this and were absolutely distraught. So they were. So somebody, hold on to get the messages up, Mark sent. So they said that. The message to the league and the association and they're like, nah lads, not today. Wonder E. Fernando's crooked up. What is it?
Sorry, wonder will the new audio pick that up.
Will my airplane taken off?
He's firing up the jets, ladies and gentlemen. Faster than it later.
Can you get the match called off? Spanish student to press for the team. Have a minute silence and all that at the match. Fuck off lads, absolute cracker. Simi rang earlier about it. Black armbands. Just gonna kick off if we find out about it. So, the football team tried to get the match cancelled completely.
So they reported it to the league, and then I think the league put it in the paper and all, and made every team in the league wear black armbands, and turns out the fella just...
Well, there's two reports you heard, one that he was in Galway.
Yeah, so we see, we got the one that Mark sent out, right, so... Let's see this link here.
Alright, yeah. Go ahead.
And on this one it says that the Dublin Soccer Club...
Football?
Favors, I know, football. This is the Irish Times, isn't it?
What's the few gas stuff is there, man?
So the fuck is that?
Is your bins out today, is it?
No.
Straight cleaners?
Must be straight cleaners.
So with this one says, with the Spaniard gone and the team apparently in need of postponement, somebody decided the thing to do was to tell the league he was dead.
Simple.
A victim of a traffic accident, apparently. On his way home from training. So let's see where it says. Apparently the secretary of that club, Ballybrack Club, resigned by text message after all this came out, by the way.
So was it the secretary that done it then?
I don't know, he probably was involved in it. Man's not coming up with that as an excuse. Hey lads, we're fucked here. Know what to do? Tell me Fernando's dead. The FAI said we've never came across a case like this before, it's so extreme. Dunno, but it's in here somewhere. I was confounded because I'm skimming through it to look for the word Glasgow. But since that, he's done an interview.
Glasgow or Galway?
Galway.
So you're just making stuff up as you go along.
Pretty
basically.
Much. But Fernando has since done, let's see if his players, an interview where he says he's been watching his
own
death.
Thought it was all over for Fernando Fuente, but it turns out the young Spaniard is very much alive, and there
probably
are
like
apologies all round. It was his former club in Dublin who said he was dead. They claimed he'd been killed in a car crash on his way home from training last Thursday night. They used it as an excuse to get out of playing a match on Saturday. But what they didn't realise was that there would be so many tributes to him from other clubs. Many of them took to Twitter to send their condolences. A minute's silence was even held. But eventually the club admitted it was all a hoax. As for Fernando, he recently moved from Dublin to Galway and finds it all quite amusing.
I mean, it's funny for me because I've been watching my own death, right? Because it's serious on their part, but I mean, I'm finding it a little bit funny because basically I'm not dead and no one has actually been harmed here, so...
Were your family in Spain, were they hearing anything, Fernando?
They my wife had some Facebook fuss, but she already knew everything. I had to call my mom straight away because she basically didn't know anything or what was going on, etc.
His former club has admitted they made a grave and unacceptable mistake. They added, the club has contacted Fernando and are thankful for his acceptance of our apology on this matter. It'll go down in history as what...
Why not just say it was a drunken prank that went wrong?
Somebody did fucked up.
Yeah, get somebody to leave the team.
It was the janitor. The janitor done
it. It was groundskeeper Willie.
It probably was.
Just say it was somebody else. It was a drunken prank went wrong. We're very sorry. Instead of making yourselves look like complete and utter idiots.
I think they must have kept it up for it. Oh no, do you know how they found out?
Hard to find out. Well, so, the minute silence.
No, right, apparently... So as it started, the gawk things started to come out a wee bit by bit. Whatever association of the league it is, they rang the club and were like, can you give us contact details for Fernando's family? Because we want to see if there's anything we can do for them.
They goes,
oh no, the body's already back in Spain, so they're all good.
Jesus.
They're like, but they could only happen yesterday.
Well, it's nice to know if you were him and you died, people genuinely cared about you.
Enough to cancel. I wonder did they get the match cancelled? I wonder what happens now. Kicked out?
Be a severe fine. You would have to do whatever the punishment is for not doing the match. So whatever forfeit you have to give there, so whether it's 3 points deducted more points, I'd say you'd have to get a fine and deducted 12 points.
But here, I think...
So that's 15 points in total?
Have you heard the resolution to it, though?
No.
Apparently the club's going to have Fernando killed.
Just to see a face.
Just to see a face.
He really did. Kicked himself down the stairs and shot himself 5 times. Worst case of suicide ever. Speaking of dead football careers, Robbie Keane.
What's happened with Robbie?
He retired officially. Now he's the coach of the Ireland team.
Okay, I thought he retired years ago after
he died. So did I, but apparently
not. Galaxy,
and he played for Villa on his own and then back to Galaxy. And now he's Mick McCarthy's coach. By the way, I called it. I asked Karen Mark, I said, Patrick McCarthy gets in. And he did.
I don't think that's a good appointment, like, to be fair.
Who would you have had? Would have loved Harry Redknapp.
But it doesn't really suit going to the Irish team, though, does it?
He would have got... Who's the two? Ed Berkovich and Nico Crankier. You'd have got the empty in retirement. Play for Ireland. You'd have found
they're
the dead
great granddad. It's funny that the two of us went there at the same game, actually. Who should have... I mean... I thought Neil Lennon was lined up for it, to be fair, after leaving Hibs.
Has he left Hibs? Yeah. After all the abuse?
When we were in Liverpool, he left Hibs.
Ah, right. I've seen the video.
But he left, but then he was immediately linked to the Ireland job before Martin had been let go.
Interesting.
And do you think it, I mean, he would have been a controversial figure for...
Not for Ireland?
No, he was a Northern Ireland player.
So?
And he should have really played
for half the Ireland team in the 90s were English players.
That was Lenny's first mistake. Was picking Northern Ireland to play for, to be fair.
I think he'd done the right thing. I think it's just the way it was all handled at the time was disgusting.
I agree with you, it's 100% it's disgusting, but I still think that him being a player at that time, I don't think there was many players at that time that played for Northern Ireland and then went to Celtic. Whereas since then,
if
Neil McGinn played for them,
yeah.
He had no bother at all, so it was just really, probably because he was ginger.
It's probably what boys
died.
Lenny's just made it out.
Shout out
to Billiam. But remember Robbie Keane to go against Germany to get us the World Cup?
I do.
I remember watching that in school. I remember watching one of the World Cup games in school in Korea.
Do you remember you used to be in school and like in the middle of your class the teachers just go, right, we're watching the World Cup?
Mm-hmm.
Roll in the TV, go right. Do you just want to watch the football? Here you just go.
Greatest thing ever in school was not big TV got rolled in.
You
used to hear it. Dun, 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 dun.
Any teacher in particular, always famous for any subject teacher. You don't have to name their name in case you get in trouble. Cause
no.
With the way the world is now.
I think you're hearing it at once. But it was art and technology, maybe?
Mine was always science.
I think one of those science, because science and teacher, he was a big football fan.
Fuck's sake, one of the teachers in my school phoned in sick and was caught on TV at the Celtic match, didn't
he? Was he? Cracker.
Got some stick for it, like, for the rest of his days when I was there, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Other footballers making the headlines, David Beckham. Have you ever heard as much bullshit in all your fucking life?
It's in today, honestly, in today's day and age. It's like, was it you posted, or no, was you posted the other day on Facebook, why don't we all just go back to being fucking...
Why don't we stop trying to not offend people and just go back to offending everybody?
Aye.
Yeah. Well, that's what I do in general. Most people that know me.
But exactly, if you don't know you, like, I think you're funny. You're a funny guy. But if you don't know you, people can get offended quite
very quickly.
You know what I mean? I've seen people that even know you get offended.
Mm.
It's just, there's no letting. I mean, last night, I mean, I'm not even getting into the pictures that were shown last night's staff day.
I don't know. But that's me making fun of myself. Do you know what I mean?
But that's it. You're good enough to take it
back. Yeah,
100%. Where were we there? Sorry.
David Beckham.
That's what we're talking
kissing
about.
Kissing his kid and put it up. Everybody kisses their child, right? Do you know what the? I was sitting thinking about this, right? And I was like, why the fuck at the minute are all these people? Jesus bless his
butt. Big things.
Fuck me, coming in pressures and everything. Do you know what the problem with society is now? Right?
Didn't even bless me, you bastard.
It's the fact that, see the people that didn't have a voice before? They now have a platform, right? There's no accountability. They'll go on, they'll say some bullshit. And people will run with that because it'll create a headline, it'll create clickbait, and then it gets people talking. And what would you do to these people? Just ignore them. Just completely ignore them.
Like,
Like all this gender fluidity stuff, things like that, it's a very touchy subject. People don't want to talk about it. If you think you're a man, woman, and the woman the next minute, that's fine. But you don't need to go on and make me have to go to a different toilet or get a toilet for you. Same as if you want to kiss your child on the lips. It's different if he was giving her a proper, like, snog, but it's an innocent thing. And some spastic paedophile cunt has went, oh, that's inappropriate, because he has issues. And then he thinks he can project his issues and problems onto the world. And people talk about it when they shouldn't be. Whenever it's a loving, embracing moment.
And then people jump on the bandwagon. Like, yeah. Piers Morgan, then it blows up in the...
See, Piers. Piers is a very dangerous man.
It's because he's got a voice on a big TV show.
Yeah.
Here, America, you know...
He says a lot of good things, but he says that much bad and controversial things just to get a reaction. It's hard to take what he says serious.
Sometimes, yeah. 100%.
Does it remind you of anybody?
Fucking Arsenal supporters all around, doesn't it?
17 games all
people. So, since that, a Stand With Beckham movement has started.
Yeah. I was actually going to do it, and then I thought, you know what, I can't be bothered. Basically, just post a picture of you kissing your child.
Do you have to give a middle finger like this guy did? Thought it was quite... The two of them, the tail comes the two.
It's funny, but...
In fairness though, he looks like he's a fucking sexual predator. At
Closing his eyes, no, you creep. I don't have an issue with people doing it, do you?
No,
would you ever see somebody kissing their tail and go, oh my god, what a dirty, filthy animal.
Sick cunt. No, but I'd have a laugh.
Jesus Christ.
Now, if I would then kiss your tail, that'd be wrong. You get in kissing your chin, that's alright. It's all just a wee fucking peck. Yeah. Never feel on fucking...
Yeah.
Tongue down their throat. Yeah. That'd be weird.
Although, see, whenever kids first start to do that, that's what they do. They're like... they go to just put their mouth over your mouth, they don't realise.
I don't know. Why are these days, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Are there inappropriate football stars?
More?
Fucking football's absolutely mad at the minute.
Yeah, sorry, see before...
Must be something in the water.
See before we get... The more inappropriate football stars. I just had a thought there. Did you listen to the General Banter podcast this week?
No.
No. So Colin Geddes has a podcast too. It's not bad. I listen to it every week. So, but he was talking about. Did you see the guy who went on TV or went to his doctor? He's 69 years old or something. Went to his doctor. Doctor told him, "You've the health of a 49 year old." And the guy goes, that's really good because I want to go on Tinder and get more things, but I want my age to be 49. I don't want it to be 69. Okay, so the guy fought to get his, because he feels like he's 49, that he should now be recognised as 49 years old, not 69 years old, so he wants to get his age changed.
So because I listen to NWA, I can associate with being black?
You can be black if you want. But up homie, Ando. I'm not going to say the N-word, you know, don't drop N-bombs here.
It's again, it's going back to just idiots getting a platform and people actually listening to them just so they can get views on a website.
But I think, I must double check. I think the government actually got it through, but the point that Colin Geddes was making was that if that is allowed, how long is it before appeal or appeal or whatever starts going? Well, I recognise this is a 13-year-old girl, so I can fucking go into these changes. Yes.
This is where it gets dangerous.
I mean,
you need to draw the line in the sand and say, look, if you're in your own home, that's fine. Don't break the law.
Donald Trump is the president of America. He should be leading the world on this. Is that just fuck everybody. Kick a... What is it? What are you? Grab him by a pussy.
Grab him by a pussy.
You know what I mean? It's the way it has to be. Fucking wild.
Just man up.
Get on. It really grinds my gears. Like. Fed up with the way it's going. So,
if you hear a lot of water, it's because my voice, I'm sick.
I haven't done this in a while either, so. I think it's cold, alright.
You cold?
Aye, but sure, I'm always cold.
I'm sitting here with a lovely GoPro hat on. And
you think we were sponsored by GoPro today?
You would think GoPro sponsored us, wouldn't you?
They fucking supply the heat to our podcast.
I've got my jacket on, a hot water bottle, a body warmer, and a jumper. I couldn't find my scarf. Must have left it in the bus.
I don't know, hopefully we'll be able to cut a few episodes in over the next week or two.
Yes, anyway, back to inappropriate football stars.
Right,
they remain your incoherent rambling. Jay Donnelly. Now, we talked about this on the podcast before, and I was saying to Jared, I don't know if he cut this out And it was probably a good thing that he did, because...
I didn't know it was actually
did you see, before we went to him, you remember the rugby case?
Yeah.
The two rugby players in that guard?
Yes.
See the guy that named the guard?
The guy who named them on Twitter, he got...
£300 fine and something else.
Yes, that was it.
It was this week anyway. He went to court, got brought to court because he had leaked her name. Anybody involved in a rape trial has the right to anonymity for the rest of their life. But, and then I was reading under, you know, you go into the comment section for a wee giggle sometimes. Some person was writing that she should be done for false offender. It was like,
he was fined £300 for after being convicted of breaching a lifetime ban on reporting the identity of the complainant.
Mm. But complainant. It's not like she falsified that. They found them was not guilty. The people writing in the comments that she should be done. Well, that was very unfair. Because it could be in her mind that that's what's happened.
100%. You know, I think we touched on this before. A lot of it has to do with assault as if you perceive to be assaulted. It doesn't mean that what you perceive as assault and what I perceive could be completely different.
Yeah, because I'm a Spartan and you're not.
You can say that if you want. That may be assault to me. What you just did?
Viciously open the wall of water.
Throw it. He opened that as if he was thinking it was my head or something.
But Jay Donnelly, so if anybody that doesn't know or didn't see the photos, when did this happen? It was a wee while ago, 2016?
2 years ago, I'd say. So I remember the story doing the rounds at the time, the yard's brother going mental on Facebook.
So he's pleaded guilty. Okay.
What was it, the shirt and inappropriate image? Or?
Image, yeah. There's a feminist group going to protest outside Cliftonville if he is allowed to play.
Well, he played the day after he admitted that he'd done it.
Now, they're saying they don't know whether the club knew about that or not. Highly unlikely, but North Belfast man was convicted of distributing an indecent image of a child on Wednesday. Now, was she 16? Which technically...
At the time, yes, that girl was 16.
And he was 21.
Still looks 16, so you can understand how he had the misconception, but you should have probably asked or something. There's probably
you would have to know. I doubt very much that he did know. One, so before we get into it, right, so if he's pleading guilty to this, right, he's probably going to go on a sex offender's list because she's underage. So, do you think he should be allowed to play?
Should a sex offender be allowed to play? No. I think once you go on that list, your life needs to have a wee bit of a change. You know what, it's a difficult enough one when it comes to him, because... Did he know? He wasn't done for rape or anything like that,
I think it was all consensual.
Yeah.
But...
I don't know where to go with this one, man, to be honest with you.
It seems to be, there's a culture within the football community where lads almost do it as a sport. Would you agree with that?
Well, the video of the rugby players and stuff, see it in the, and the messages and stuff they were sending, it just seems to be...
it's like a culture?
Yeah, it's just...
I mean, we're all in WhatsApp groups.
That's what I was going to say. You look at our lads set and stuff.
But that's nothing personal.
But yeah, it's not necessarily... Obviously, there's not necessarily who you are. It's just part of that. It's just banter with the boys. It's just...
But what if it was your sister, your niece, your auntie? Search the consensual law for sex in Northern Ireland. Let me assure it's 16.
That may be why it was done with the image.
Yeah, rather than the actual act. But there's a statement here from Feminist Network and Reclaiming in the Night. Feminist movement have been aware of this case for some time, but we've been unable to comment while the criminal proceedings were going on. Good call. Saves yourself £300. Donnelly's behaviour was reprehensible and his conviction reflects this. If they continue to play such a high-profile player as Donnelly, now that he has been convicted... they send a dangerous message to many young fans to whom their players are supposed to be role models. They said that they will protest until action is taken by the club. The statement added, at a time of writing, the club has made no statement about Donnelly's conviction or their intentions around his future of the club. Cliftonville are due to play Dungannon Swifts tomorrow, 1st of December, at their home ground. If Jay Donnelly is playing on Saturday, there will be a protest organised by the Belfast Feminist Network and reclaim the night outside the ground. Now, we will continue to protest until Cliftonville have taken action to remove a convicted sex offender from their lineup. We are also seeking information from the club's leadership about actions they are going to take to stamp out misogyny and ensure players are educated on sexual consent as part of their role. Cliftonville FC were contacted about blah, 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 blah. Right, so.
Well, just what you're doing, whatever you're doing there, the age for consent for heterosexual and non-heterosexual sex in Northern Ireland is 16.
16?
Yeah.
So, but because she's under 18, you can't distribute the image, which you don't.
Right, but does that put her on the sex offenders list, though?
Yes, because she's a child.
So, but that's what you want for
mm-hmm. So.
But unfortunately, when you go on that list, there's no fucking sub-label it has to say for sharing an indecent image. It's just you're a sex offender.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I mean. It's such a fucking rubby subject, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know.
At the end of the day, what he done was wrong. Right, so he has to be punished.
Yeah.
So, is it a case of he's demoted from the first team, right? Maybe he's put on, I don't know if they have like a reserve team or whatever, a B side, and he has to play on that until it's cleared. And in the meantime, in the interim, I think all football players should have a course on what's acceptable and what's not acceptable.
That's what's probably needed.
But do you sack him completely, or do you do that? And in the meantime, get him to do stuff to go back into the community, to raise awareness, to teach people it's not right. Is that fair, or do you just sack him completely and send a very strong message?
Well. I think it's mad. Well, it's a bit. I honestly feel like it's such a weird funnel to put them all in, to put everybody in the same fucking category. It's mad. You know, there should be like maybe different levels to it, but either way, a sex offender is a sex offender. It has to be punished. Second, sorry, that's the way it goes. Sorry, not sorry.
A fan perspective, I can see what I just said about demoting them and stuff. But if that was my sister, or my aunt, or my niece, sack them.
No,
it really does send out the wrong message. The only thing, see, about that statement, I half agree and half disagree, is what the club's leadership, a statement seeking information about the actions they'll take to stamp out misogyny. I don't know that I agree with that term. Although, what was just said, sort of, when you think about it, about the culture, is it a misogynist thing? I don't know enough girls that play sports that have WhatsApp groups. I must ask Megan, does a netball team do it?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Is it just a male thing, you know? Is it just misogynist? Or is it just a sport culture thing?
Yeah, I probably think it's like, it's lads, it's behind closed door lads culture though. It's not like me and you go out in front of our fucking group chat at all, like, you know.
Yeah.
It's kept with a fucking, a core group. We've had that group chat since, what, 2013?
So it is.
Or something like that. But I mean, what happens in that group chat basically stays in there, like, not.
Yeah, but.
We don't go in front of it or send it to somewhere else or.
So, is Adam Johnson, he's still in jail, isn't he?
I think so.
Was there one person who came back and played for Leeds, no?
Don't know, typical Leeds in them. Leeds supporters will love that one. All five of them.
Football. No. I know Adam Johnson, but then again, Adam Johnson leaves huge 15, that's completely different. Don't care how sexy she was.
But that's it, I mean, He didn't break the law for consent. If they both consented, he hasn't broke the law there. So it's literally just the image. But like you say, if it was my sister or your sister or somebody you know, sister, you wouldn't be happy about it. Some people would take extreme lengths to make sure that there's fucking justice passed there, you know. So
yeah.
I can understand that people want the one to play again. And
yeah.
I think that's fair enough. People have to pay for their actions sometimes.
So in our opinion, sack him.
Sack him.
And then when he comes off the list, and if he's, I think if he preach enough good karma back into society,
so is that what you get? You get 10 on the list.
Mm-hmm. Probably get 5 years on the list, I reckon. I don't know if you can do maybe a year or two. I'm not really in this sex offender role.
Do your half sentence. Suppose you say yesterday's a good job. Go back to it again, do the other 50%.
Different conversation.
It doesn't really play into this conversation, but it's funny.
Yeah, I would maybe reevaluate in a couple of years if he's done enough good and raised enough awareness on the subject matter. Maybe see about opening the door, because I think once your time has been served,
does it get backdated to when he started saying them? It's 2 years ago. So you already done 2 years now?
No, I don't think it works like that.
Right.
Speaking of things people that are doing that they shouldn't have been doing, loads of good segues today, isn't there? It's very well organised. MI5 plant on bugs in Twinbrook.
Are you shocked? Actually, remember in North Belfast that the guy was getting work done and found all sorts of bugs in his house?
Did he?
Seems to happen these days, but go ahead, give us a wee bit of insight into this one.
So there was an IRA trial, and there was a tout who planted a listening device in the house in Twinbrook in 2013. December 2013 to June 2014, and you should be able to find this story. I'm not going to mention names, but go and read the story if you want. Basically, the tout's anonymity has been kept secret. One of the planted an audio recording in the house and was alleged a drug dealer was interrogated and threatened to have his legs blown off. Right, there's one comment by one person I thought was like, wouldn't want to be in that position. Let me see if I can get it. Legs were taken off with a shotgun. So he was interrogated, the drug dealer was interrogated for 41 minutes. Okay, and was told by one interrogator he would not think twice about putting him in a body bag or an open or closed coffin. And again threatened that he was a hair trigger away from getting his legs blew off. And then all the touts got their code names pinned, followed by a number. And every time that they're asked, was this a covert operation? They were saying, it's a threat to national security, or it would damage national security. So, it's almost like something out of One Name American shows you watch, isn't it?
I really think this shit doesn't go on, but they have to get their ideas from somewhere for TV shows. And
yeah.
You know what I mean?
But, if it's planted illegally,
surely it can't be used.
Well, that's how I thought.
I thought that's what, because you know, when somebody comes on the podcast as a guest, I have to tell them, or if we phone somebody right now, we have to tell them it's a podcast, they actually legally have them are.
Not right? They can see the bollock out of us, but
not that they would, but
100% enough and nothing, isn't it?
This is a non-profit podcast, yeah,
pretty much. So MI5, check your house for devices.
Here, what about Alexa?
Who's Alexa?
Well, do you read the Jade only? Probably. No, you read Amazon though.
Yeah.
See, they take in, apparently they take in everything you say, they record.
Yeah.
And they apparently they're actually getting smart enough that they'll be able to predict things in the future, like when you're going to divorce your wife.
Serious?
So this all came out yesterday, I think, in the news. Let me see if I can bring it up.
Because I know the speaker I have, I can put it on the mute. Just so that I won't listen to my conversations, because everybody thinks that the government's spying on you. Clearly they are, MI5.
What's the need for
the speaker being on?
No, for to listen to you.
So, advertising. So it's all about algorithms, okay? Same as your phone. Like, if you search something on your phone.
So if you go, I'm gonna go out and get fucking Daz washing powder, bold, you're gonna fucking
start fucking stuff.
Me like fuck.
Yeah. Right. Or if you're talking about a holiday and then you go onto your Facebook post, or if you search on, like, yeah, you know, Jesus Christ, words are hard. Let's put the bricks out, mate. Google Chrome, right? And you search Santorini, right? Seeing your timeline and all your socials, it's going to start flagging up flights to Italy, holidays in Italy, things like that.
Well, I know in our shops, Google Pay for advertising on people's phones. I don't know.
And they find out how long the average person's in your shop, so they can put it on your...
It's crazy, isn't it? So yeah, here, digital assistant Alexa will soon be able to tell when your relationship is on the rocks, experts predict. And say by 2021 that artificial intelligence will be able to predict that shit.
2021? That's 23 years ago? 2 years
ago? We're literally fueling the demise of humanity.
But did you not learn at that conference? Smart homes?
It's the future.
I can't wait for it. I know a guy, he's on Facebook, the Wi-Fi guy, he's very, very good. Give him a wee message if you're like on your house networked. Smart homes are the way forward. So basically, the way everything's going, you're going to notice this for 5G. 5G is going to connect all your devices. It's going to connect your washing machine, your fridge if it's a smart fridge, your TV, your speaker, your phone if you've got Wi-Fi in your car.
It's going to everything you can get can be smart now.
Yeah. And just say if you have a smart fridge, right? So there's fridges you can get, and you set your carton of milk in, and weigh that carton of milk, it'll know that you've only got a wee tiny bit left. With your location service on your phone, so it's all linked to the one account. If you're near Tesco, it'll say, jump into Tesco and grab milk or a big lad. You're on a low. Scares people, and I know people are sitting there going, fuck, don't like that. But I remember 10 years ago, being told about having conversations on phones, watching stuff on phones, doing shopping on phones, and I went, I right. Now I can't live without it. So it's coming, just accept it.
This is, did you see the people complaining about the 5G towers going up in Belfast, which is actually going to improve
connectivity
and the speed of your mobile networks? I mean, I've seen people complaining about it going, they don't have permission and all this shit, but literally the same person's probably posting on a mobile device.
Or complains that they don't get signal in their home without their Wi-Fi shit and they have to use all their 4G.
I mean, you know, the business that we're in has been thriving for years now based on people wanting faster speed. I mean, to the point where we actually went from just selling phones to selling broadband to selling
smart devices, watches,
speakers. You know, it's crazy how far it's come on, but the only way it's come on is because people want it.
Pretty much.
You know, this shit doesn't happen. It stays still if nobody wants it, like, or dies.
But you have to phase it in. So you do. You can't just throw it all at people because people freak out. You have to be a bit by bit.
But like, that's getting back to you with the AI stuff. You think of programming. Did you ever watch iRobot, the Will Smith film, years ago?
I think it did.
It wasn't a great film or anything, but
they predict your thoughts and can tell if you're thinking.
You have like a subservient robot or AI system that does things for you, but then eventually they obviously outsmart you and lock in your house and try and kill people. That's the way the world's going.
I do, but I think it's very far away.
Do you know what? Kids.
Do you know what? See you next week. Do you know what we're going to do an episode on?
What?
All the things the Simpsons predicted. Because they predicted
a
lot of stuff. They predicted smart homes. Remember the one where Marge?
We'll do it next week, that's
alright. Yeah,
don't spoil it for the listeners.
You have to reel them in, Jared, reel them in. People will be going, they can't be here for the episode of Thor Clayton. But we'll leave you with one last thing. Have you got something there?
Oh, this was just going back to the paranormal thing. I got sent these adverts, didn't I? You haven't seen them all yet?
I haven't seen them all. I've seen, so it's the videos that were, apparently they're so graphic and gruesome that they could be done after the 9 p.m. watershed. It's about punishment beatings and to stop people joining paramilitary organisations.
So it's the same advert from four different perspectives. So you get the perspective of the victim, well, that's the wee drug dealer that's getting shot around the corner.
Yeah.
You've got the mother, who's probably the man who knew he was drug dealing around the corner. You've got the witness, who's just...
It's an organised punishment shooting.
It's the one where they ring the man and go, you need to bring your son. the fucking
round the corner to be shot. He's
getting
the six pack. Ankles, knees, and arms.
So is it from basically all the perspectives? So the victim, the mother, the witness, and the paramilitary. So I'm going to take a pause on here and we'll be right back with Ando's feedback on it because he hasn't seen it yet. And we're back.
That was very good.
Yeah. What do you think? Do you think it's true to life? I mean, obviously we live in West Belfast, so.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it without naming who you've seen or anything? Have you ever seen anybody get shot?
Not get shot, but I've up the street whenever he's living on the drive in Pembroke, like literally by the end of the street, they used to do it up there.
Right.
I think our quarantine happened once, or else they were around the corner, but.
I seen a fella get shot, that shot the wrong person though.
Fuck's sake.
Oh man. It was fucking people mouthing off and saying it was this person and it wasn't. It was. And nice, like, poor fella, fucking.
Titty bread?
No, it was kneecapped, he was. Outside the front of my house.
I think it's very different now. Back then, people were doing it. They were doing it for the society. I think now is.
I think we're sort of moving away. Scar tactic type
almost now. We're moving away from that. Like, a lot of people, we can't be the last.
We're not condoning it, like, but I mean, it's. There was a necessity for it back then, maybe. But now it's.
We've outgrown it. We've evolved to just ignore each other and storming and pay tens of thousands of pounds.
You're right.
So, I don't think it's as effective as that. The
no, so
cat in the cradle after it.
When we watched those four adverts, Anthony remained to be one from. When was that from? It must be
the 90s.
So, the cat in the cradle advert, which is.
Cat in the cradle, Northern Ireland advert, YouTube.
It's definitely more powerful than those four.
The stir bits, like, wow.
Yeah, I mean, even at the end of it, I was like, Jesus, remember that? Like, even looking back at it, you're going, fuck. You know what I mean? But, touts get shot.
Touts get shot. And, do you know what? People generally don't get shot for no reason. But that fella, you know.
Truthfully,
the thing with that one is it's an organised shooting, so he clearly was a wee scumbag.
Yeah.
Otherwise, your mummy wouldn't bring you down. Shut.
Yeah. Your mum would have went to somebody. You know what I mean?
Community Restore Justice.
CRJ. But at the end of the day, in West Belfast, everybody knows somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. Somewhere.
They could have a conversation. But maybe it got to the stage where that person didn't want to either pay protection or give out a wee dividend. But it's powerful. It's very real.
It is. I don't know, isn't it? I mean, I don't know what street North Belfast is. I'd say in Belfast, they like, has fucking kids walking dogs and men walking down the street, but perhaps at 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night, whatever time
it could be 8 o'clock in the winter time, Jared.
No, I'm just assuming it was later that rate.
So
what we're saying basically is them adverts were a waste of time. She just done Cats in the Cradle, re-released.
Yeah, re-released Cats. Well, they're two completely different things. One's about joining an organization.
It's about, one's about stopping.
One was about conflict on.
They're all about town.
Suppose. Ringing the confidential hotline. Did you watch The Haunting of Hill House?
No, I didn't.
Very good. It's not scary. It's. What's it called? The Haunting of Hill House.
Right, no, I didn't watch
Netflix.
It. I watched Sabrina on Netflix instead. Oh,
is it good? Shit. Like Kevin Nash coming in the cupboard with a mace hitting the cat.
No, definitely not. It's good, but it's very drawn out.
Right.
Takes a while to get to the point.
Yeah.
But it's very dark and twisted.
Good. Hill House is very good. I got scared more by Sinead screaming and shouting. Rather than something.
You're desensitized anyway, though.
I don't mind horror stuff, but there's not that many jumpy bits. It's very flowing.
Right.
In a horror movie, I'll give you an example. There's one episode where the mum, she can see the spirit, right? And she opens the door, and it's the ghost of a wee boy spirit in his wheelchair. And he's banging on the door because he can't, like, see in the wheelchair. And she goes, you hear the banging on the door, and you think she's going to open it, someone's going to scream at her. She opens it, and it's just a wee boy sitting in the chair, and then he wheels himself out past her.
Right.
It builds you up. It's suspenseful. And you're almost afraid of waiting on what's going to happen. But it's not as scary as you think it's going to be. Bar one bit. Megan said to me about it. She's like, there's one bit that's going to catch you off guard, right? And it completely catches you off guard. But at the time, I have my arm in Sinead on the sofa. And they were doing something. And I turned to Sinead and went, that's what you do to me. And then it happens. Right? So she screamed in front of you. And then I looked at the TV and it's going on. And I just locked up. And I went, fuck! Nearly broke her neck and squeezed. I literally just tensed and squeezed my two arms together and screamed. And that part was very good.
So is it worth watching?
Absolutely. And don't be afraid.
Be afraid.
Bar one part that's going to jump out and be really bad. But look in the background. There's loads of wee stuff in the background.
Cool. I'll make sure I give it a watch.
So... And I know it's coming into December. Don't tip, pause, or stop. Martin Lewis, saving people money. See your heating. What his best advice for heating was?
Hot water bottles.
Get hot water bottles. And try not to leave your heating on all day at like a low temperature. Alright? He says if you can, just use it when you need it. Or if you've got a timer.
Smart home.
Put it on a timer. Get a smart home.
Yeah,
get the Wi-Fi guy on Facebook, Kevin. Tell Matto, send you from Bimbo Podcast. Get the smart timer.
Yeah, I mean, Martin Lewis is... I've used his website for years, to be fair. I mean,
George's Craft is a comment. See, when you're looking for a bargain, ask George, he's find you the best deal going.
I try. But,
found a good one on Love Honey yesterday, didn't
you? I actually...
See, 200 quid.
What was it, the advent calendar? Was
is that what it was?
I think it was... The advent calendar's reduced now from... Like
250
quid to
50 quid. Still going? Pay today?
I'll send you a wee link.
Cheers.
Right.
So next week we're going to do the Simpsons episode. Anything else want to get off your chest?
No, it's just been a long time, man. I'm glad to be back in the hot seat here and hopefully with better audio this time. Looks like it's better audio on the system there, so.
Yeah. Right, well, yeah, I've had enough of your shit.
I've had enough of your shit.
See you later.
See you later. See you when we talk about the Simpsons.